We've been speaking about high navel orangeworm damage seen in almond orchards as things get harvested this year, mainly due to the lack of sanitation during those winter months when the soil and the rain and it was wet and growers couldn't get in the orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Joel Siegel is an entomologist with USDA's Ag Research Service based in Parlier, Fresno County. He noted that the high damage we're seeing now could get worse.
You also take a look at it and say if this high damage continues in the nonpareil, that's going to be popping out more moths. So you're going to be dealing with increased population. You're going to be dealing with pistachios. If that delay holds up, that they're going to be vulnerable during a time of year that we know is bad for navel orangeworm. And now we add even more navel orangeworm into the mix. You know, it's going to be very interesting.
And even before this harvest started this year, we kind of knew that things are going to get bad because of the lack of opportunity and the lack of will for almond growers to sanitize, noted Siegel.
We knew there was a potential vulnerability. I would say that most people should have been aware. However, when it comes to almonds, people are the most resistant about sanitizing.
Of course, sanitation is when you go through in the wintertime and knock off those mummy nuts that are stuck in the tree and often harbor navel orangeworm larvae, which sets up the next year's generation. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.